You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. It was 2012. The mayor of San Antonio won a plum spot at the Democratic National Convention. He gave a keynote address that would propel him into the national spotlight in a similar way that Senator Barack Obama's speech had some 8 years earlier. Julian Castro's rising profile was certainly reaffirmed when President Obama tapped him to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development in 2014. This week, Secretary Castro gave his farewell address to employees of the department. And as he prepares for a low-key homecoming on January 20th, the outgoing HUD Secretary is taking a few moments with us today. Secretary Julian Castro, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
In an interview with NPR this week, you admitted that you're worried a bit about the department going backward after you leave. What do you mean? Is there something specific you're concerned about?
Well, we'll see. You know, every time an administration changes hands, the new team brings in their own priorities and their own perspective. And, of course, that's their prerogative. We'll see what perspective Dr. Carson brings to HUD. I just think it's tremendously important that we keep up a lot of the momentum that has been built up with regard to housing opportunity and fair housing during the Obama administration. You know, the housing market has turned around. It's made a comeback from the time that Barack Obama was inaugurated in early 2009. Homeowners have regained $7 trillion of housing wealth. Home prices, home values have increased, home sales. On the fair housing front, we have done a lot to make sure that there's a level playing field out there, because even though folks often think of fair housing and bias in the system, and they think of that as a problem of yesterday, the fact is that it's still a challenge, even in 2017.
Secretary Castro, I'm sure you're aware that for years you've been talked about here in Texas, certainly, is Democrats' best hope for sort of changing the political complexion of the Lone Star State. And your decision to take up this job at Housing and Urban Development was seen by some as, I don't know, a concession, that your going to Washington was an acknowledgement that maybe Democrats wouldn't be tilting Texas politics toward your party as soon as perhaps you had calculated when you were mayor of San Antonio. Was that in your thinking?
Yeah, what I wanted to do was to come out here and get great experience on an issue that I cared about. When I was mayor of San Antonio, there really were two things that captured my attention and that we tried to make a lot of ground on. One of them was educational achievement, and the other was revitalizing older neighborhoods, particularly in the urban core. And
right.
So coming up to HUD, to me, was an extension of being able to spark greater opportunity in people's lives through the work that HUD does. And 2.5 years later, I'm very glad that I made that decision.
Well, I'm curious because you once said back in 2012 that you had no interest in Washington. And now, having lived and worked in government there, do you imagine yourself returning to Washington someday in perhaps some other capacity?
It's possible. You know, right, for the first time in a very long time, actually, these days, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be doing a year from now. Yeah, I'm quite confident I won't be back in Washington anytime soon, but I enjoyed my experience here. I think that we did a lot of good for hardworking folks. Right now, I'm just going home to San Antonio. I was working on a book before I got into the cabinet that I'm going to finish and probably, you know, go speak and serve on boards. That's the extent of my plans right now. So, I'm going to leave politics alone for right now and just focus on finishing my book and doing other things that I think are worthwhile.
Ben Carson, you mentioned nominated to the office you currently hold. What's your single best piece of advice for your successor?
My number one piece of advice would be to work hard every day in the interests of people who need a champion for them, to believe in them, to see the brighter side, the possibility for their lives. Oftentimes the folks that HUD serves, poor families, senior citizens, folks who are disabled, they're scapegoated, or people think less of them, and political rhetoric and the government does not center around them. But HUD was created because we do need to extend a helping hand to help lift them up, and so that they also can reach their dreams if they're willing to work hard. And so my advice would just be to believe in them and to see the possibility there.
Julian Castro, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, thanks so much for taking time to talk with the Texas Standard.
Okay, thank you.